Good evening, everyone. I'm Wilma Fingerdoo, and I've been kicking back on the sun deck with a cold beer and a good book.
I'm Ian Harkness, and I've overdone it with the sunblock. Now I keep sliding off my chair.
I'm Wang Kerr, and I've been creating my own cocktails. Anyone for an Alan Bennett? It has bitters and a Yorkshire pudding in it.
I'm Sandy Crevice, and I've got a bit of a Sandy Crevice. It's the last time I sunbathed on a building site.
I'm Norma Snuckers, and I've been sticking to the shade where it's cooler. Now let's get to these headlines before my 99 melts. I got one with two flakes.
Security system strands security specialist securing security system.
PF produces producer for production.
All the latest on Too Hot, Too Messy.
Sore-throated scientist sentenced silence.
Hackswing report on the state of the war.
Wotherspoon rescued from winged rascal.
What's up? And what's down in Hutton Space with our BGS update?
There was a minor panic in the control room this week after the station's automated gun platforms, spread in a perimeter around the orbital, inexplicably fell offline. Hutton security chiefs dispatched a waiting Viper patrol craft for some quick EVA out to the platforms to discover the source of the problem, and patrols were stepped up in case it was a precursor to an invasion or a scurrilous hack on security systems at the orbital. Investigations determined that the little automated laser platforms had decided they needed a patch, contacted the manufacturer's servers, and performed an upgrade and reboot, which wasn't a feature anybody realised they'd had. To be fair, the turrets spend most of their time defending passing traffic from drifting canisters of gin and mugs, the byproduct of Hutton truckers not remembering to do their teabagging outside the litter-free zone around the station. Other than that, and the annual oops there's an asteroid heading this way, the guns haven't been fired in anger since the original mug run, defending traders bringing scrap to the orbital from passing pirates. However, the floating firing platforms decided all on their own that they were due a patch. The only problem was that it was delivered not from the orbital nearby, but via a long-range data square from the manufacturer, relayed via the nav beacon at Alpha Centauri A. Which meant that the reboot took a little over 2 hours. Then it crashed. Then it did an auto-recovery, followed by sitting at an Are You Sure? Screen. With no one sitting at the consoles, which would be a very lonely existence, the security for patrol Viper pilot was able to EVA over to the platform, blow the dust off the keyboard, someone had forgotten to put it under a little plastic sheet, and push Y. At which point the platform rebooted, detected an unpiloted Viper drifting in front of it, marked it as a shipping hazard, and vaporised it. The pilot has called for assistance and in the meantime is helping himself to the emergency supplies cupboard full of tinned hot dogs and beans, warmed by a few blasts from his aphelion.
With radio silence from the Pilots Federation over recent weeks, and the news broken by this very station that the producer was A, suffering from MOTS, B, having a nap, and C, had been kidnapped, we are happy to report that normal service has now been resumed, and he's been sipping hot honey and lemon from a borrowed Hutton mug, suitably sanitised, followed by a few cups of coffee and a pint of stimulants, and of course, escaped his captors relatively unharmed. There were concerns that his button-mashing finger had sustained an injury, but through swift application of a dose of There There from Nurse Wyeth, a sticky plaster, and it being surgically removed and replaced by a cyborg one, it has been confirmed that he's back in the hot seat and broadcasting the emulation station Pastiche from our very own show that is Frameshift Live from Shinrata. We're monitoring the situation closely, and if his new widget digit does a good job, we might consider applying the same upgrade to our very own technical team. In unrelated news, Commander Flossie has taken delivery of a new set of pruning shears, a pocket cauterizer, and a Lego Technics set in recent days.
Too Hot, Too Messy has now been going for an astonishing 25 weeks, and this week we pass the utterly arbitrary but notable milestone of 50,000 mug deliveries. It has been another modest week with average deliveries below 1,300 for 4 weeks in a row. Haven't you lot shot enough flower people yet? Only one new commander joined the effort this week, taking the number to 277 participants. Hutton Pilots have delivered over 22,000 mugs and gin, which is less than half the total, but which is good. And thanks go to all the other squadrons taking part. The Winged Hussars are still in second with almost 2,500 muggings, and the Buckyball Racing Club are in third, having pushed through the 2,000 mark during the week. The Paladins are fourth, the Undead are in fifth, and the Burr Pit are sixth. And the last squadron to have collectively delivered more than 1,000 Hutton mugs and Centauri Megagin. It'll come as no surprise that the guy in the moth-eaten green combat sweater and the hairy top lip is leading the deliveries table, and this week he passed the 5,000 mug mark. Some say that he wears Buzz Aldrin's flight suit, including the thermal long johns. Waller 81 is second with over 4,400, ahead of Nem in third with 3,400. Shay Blackwood has moved into fourth with almost 2,000, ahead of Infinite Dreamer in fifth with 1,800. No new commanders have joined the 1,000 club this week, the membership still numbering 8. Of course, we know all this because it's tracked by the marvel that is the Hutton Helper and updated live on the Too Hot, Too Messy event page at hot.forthebug.com/hotmess2. Also, the Helper is now fully updated and supports both vanilla and chocolate chip versions of the game, so however you play, your Hutton Rares contribution will be recognised automatically. Apart from the mere glory alone, there is an additional incentive in the form of a chance to win a real-world Velcro-free mods-prevented Hutton mug. Any commander that delivers 10 mugs and gin in the coming week will be entered into next week's draw to win a real Hutton mug. Unless, of course, you already have one, in which case you'll already have been immunised against mods. 23 lucky commanders have accomplished this so far, and you can see a little golden mug next to their names in the top commanders table. And keep listening for this week's winner to be announced in the banter bit after the news. Yes, you in the chat there. If you had delivered 10 mugs and gin in a week, in every week since the start, you'd have racked up 250 liveries next to your commander name. And if you haven't, why not? In order to join in the fun, you'll need to sign up by downloading the Hutton Helper from hot.forthemug.com/download, and then your mug and gin deliveries will be automatically registered for you by Antarius's genetically altered multi-flavoured bionic hamsters.
The magical wing at the Orbel has been busy this week, as HS 5060 had to make an unscheduled visit to Nurse Wyeth. Not for the rather obvious problem of, got blown up by a Thargoid, got green goo on me, oh, it stings, get it off, but instead as a result of last week's radio broadcast. An unintended consequence of the Thargoid conflict on renowned war reporters, the strain on their vocal cords of having to read out enormous lists of system names, the Roll of Honour and of the Fallen, and working out whether things written in capital letters are acronyms, initialisms or just emphasis, were just too much. He was prescribed a week's voice rest, with the only sounds he was allowed to make being via a digital voice emulation station. That didn't stop Atrus though, as in an effort to assist the ongoing war, he resurrected the Haxwing briefing channel on Hutton's Discord comms channel, mainly as people kept stealing the really big pinned list he'd stuck to the Haxwing office doors and using it for paper darts from the top of the concourse. He's feeling a lot better, but out of an overabundance of caution, he's been asked whether he can give it a rest this week. For clarity's sake, we mean his voice, not the report, nor the long list. So, with the aid of Hollow Atrus and his digital replacement vocal cords, here's Atrus.
Good evening, truckers! Atrus 56 is reporting in with this week's update from the Thargoid War. It's been a good week overall for humanity, with victory seen once again across the multiple maelstroms. But we've still got a long way to go to save humanity from the insectoid threats. Victory's well achieved in HIP 20527, HIP 20492, HIP 2422, Neaites, that must be a HIP replacement, and Vukurbay in the Indra. Oya Halad Hadad and Tanayus Maelstroms respectively. But our brave pilots in Hexwing with our victories in three systems near the Cockijar Maelstrom, Chibis and Call 2856 AFE B13-5 were saved from Thargoid invasion. Hooray! Our third victory was the retaking of HIP, oh for God's sake, HIP 38285 from the Thargoids, which is the first human populated system to be retaken from Thargoid control. This has been a huge achievement and was only possible with the help of the broader galactic community, and Hexwing is proud to have fought alongside them to bring us the greatest moment, this great moment. Cake for everyone, Byron Cake. Hexwing would like to honour Congresius Tenebris for bringing together the so many squadrons to fight off the invaders, and they in turn have invited the Tucker to their sector of the bubble for mugging, so we can further fortify the sector from mods and Thargoids. I would also like to honour several Hexwing pilots for their efforts over the last week. Oh my god. Commanders Talian Diblint, Miggles 314159, sounds like a right pie, have distinguished themselves with 453, 231, and 186 Thargoids killed respectively. While Commanders It's Strange Groove Champion, quite the dancer, and an amazing Diamante studded platform shoes, and Quasimir De La Fonte have transported 1,561, 572, and 495 civilians to safety. Your hard work is an inspiration to us all. They're ever so nice, that lot, aren't they? Hexwing will remain near the Cockijar Maelstrom this week to help delivering victories to the many squadrons that call their sector home. Your orders for this week, Hexwing, will be to defend, Dessurinbin, Tudela Prospect, and Swinrad Hub. I went there once for fitness class, but my thighs are still aching. And two planetary bases that have been attacked, so combat pilots will be needed to defend them from invading Thargoids, while evac pilots will be needed to transport civilians to safety. Emergency supplies can be delivered to Spielberg Ring and two other orbital outposts to help the local system authorities to repel the invasion. Let's get out there and keep showing them that truckers are forced to be reckoned with. Right. For the mug!
Messages have been sent to the Galnet News Outside Broadcasts fan over the last few days, concerned for the welfare of broadcaster anti-Xeno pilot photographer, train spotter and philosopher Commander Wotherspoon, after there were rumours that a feral robot parrot had locked him in a broom cupboard and started feeding Beetle Jude strange messages via the teleprompter. Authorities were tipped off when his usual incisive, acerbic and carefully crafted style appeared to have been replaced by information that was broadcast only moments before by the Hutton Orbital News team, just without the grammatical errors, alliteration and wild speculation that normally accompanied just things. Oh, and it referred to the galaxy as a game, and we know that's not true. Sure enough, the red-eyed Norwegian Blue was found sitting and pecking away at Wotherspoon's keyboard again this week, at which point it panicked, flew into its cage and self-destructed. A small puff of magic blue smoke that normally accompanies the demise of motherboards and high-end graphics cards that have had enough with drawing little planets escaped its beak. It let out an awkward "Ogh!" swung upside down on its perch, and moved no more. Commander Wotherspoon was rescued from the cupboard, none the worse for wear. He had a pocket copy of Bradshaw to keep him company, and will be reprising his role as the galaxy's most accurate and original digester of what's been going on this week, in time for Beetlejuice to put down her cranes and do the necessary. He's busting to use the facilities, though, after a week's incarceration, and stated that he might keep this week's content short as a result. What became of the parrot? We understand it appeared at a local thrift store, where the proprietor is attempting to sell it whilst performing a classic comedy sketch.
You'll be pleased to hear that normal service has been returned to the BGS broadcast cupboard this week after last week's, report. Five systems are getting themselves noticed for the wrong reasons. You know where has found its rightful place, and there is no war in Avik. More on those stories coming up. Ross671 has pipped Barnard Star to the bottom spot this week by 2 points on just 33%. A civil war is just starting to tie up a fifth of system influence, but it's still worth working the system for Hutton. Barnard Star is quiet for the moment on 35, so truckers should take advantage of this before the inevitable squabbling starts to lock up influence in a day or two. On 37, Georgie's Pants have dropped to within a couple of points of Barnard Star, and it's about to have a quarter of its influence tied up in a civil war. Less than 10% of influence is up for grabs in Wolf 25, as two wars have the system gridlocked on 37. Last of the delinquents is our key system of Epsilon Indy on 39%, which has seen an outbreak amongst its 4 billion population. Ship in meds to the large pads to relieve the situation. Wolf 1481 is in need of water purifiers and power generators, and as an infrastructure failure has knocked out systems across the system, but as it's on 65%, there's no need to hurry. At the overachieving end of the Hutton systems table, we have five systems above 60%, and the hag hole has been expanding so much recently you could park a fleet carrier in there. Is Snuggles ever going to get his late, late, late Christmas present? Are all the couriers on strike? Priorities this week are, if you want to chuck something, boost Ross 671, Barnard Star, and try to lift up George's pants. Ship meds into Epsilon Indy.